This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You don't need me or an economist to tell you inflation's going up. You see it for yourself. Officially, the Consumer Price Index is up nearly 7% in a year. This week, we'll get a read on the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of price rises. It's derived from what's called the Personal Consumption Expenditures. PCE takes into account our penchant for switching out products. Maybe we grab some chicken if we find the price of steak looking ridiculous. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has more on why we follow this.
You can get at the differences between these measures by asking economists how they're spending their own money. Rhea Thomas is with Wilmington Trust in Pennsylvania, where temperatures are in the 30s and 40s lately.
We do have the gas heating here, so those prices have gone up quite a bit.
The Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, or PCE, takes into account that Thomas is changing her habits accordingly.
I have tried to adjust the thermostat a little bit.
But the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, assumes that Thomas is cranking the heat as much as she did a year ago, and that other consumers are buying like they used to.
Whereas PCE is actually fully reflecting the shifts that they're making to adjust for those higher prices.
In other words, it really is a more personal index. When consumers buy, say, more chicken, the PCE gives chicken more weight, and that affects its inflation snapshot. Dean Baker, a senior economist with the Center for Economic and Policy Research, is thinking about buying a car. When he upgrades from his 2005 Nissan Sentra, the CPI would reflect the new car's sticker price, but
the fact that I'm selling my old used car doesn't matter at all.
The PCE, on the other hand, weighs the fact that he will get some cash from selling the Sentra.
How much did you get for your older used car? And what's going to appear in the PCE is just the difference between the two.
But what about people whose spending hasn't changed?
So I'm a pretty pathetic consumer.
Mark Cooperberg is an economics professor at Swarthmore College. He says he buys the same stuff all the time.
Either index would work fine for me.
Cooperberg says both indexes have value, but the fact that we're even talking about two different measures of inflation is telling.
The bottom line on this is you're getting very nerdy, Prince. This is way in the weeds.
And he says it's symptomatic of the anxiety about inflation right now. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.